Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
The Best Tech Quotes of the Year by Nicholas Thompson. Most years, I round up the news of the year in technology through a collection of quotes, arranged roughly by some combination I made up of their importance and how much I like them. Here they are for 2018. Number 14. He was that kind of guy, you know, an a-hole, but a really gifted one. Our a-hole, I guess. A co-worker at Google about Anthony Lewandowski, the controversial self-driving car engineer, published October 22nd. Number 13. How long is the wait usually to, be seated? Google's AI-powered Duplex, in a jaw-dropping demonstration of just how far voice recognition has come. May 8. Number 12. A sense of open-ended mystery in reality and in life is absolutely core to being a good scientist, or a good technologist, or, for that matter, a good writer, a good artist, or just a good human being. Jaron Lanier, the creator of VR, and now one of the philosophers of the industry. October 14. Number 11. I sold my users' privacy to a larger benefit. I made a choice and a compromise, and I live with that every day. Brian Action, founder of WhatsApp, on his regrets, September 26. Number 10. We are now facing not just a technological crisis, but a philosophical crisis. Yuval Noah Harari, surely the most read author in Silicon Valley, in conversation with Tristan Harris, surely one of the most influential voices of the past year, October 4. Number 9. While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication. Sanofi, maker of Ambien, responding to claims by Roseanne Barr that the drug may have inspired a Twitter rant. May 30. Number 7. Tie. Senator, we run ads. Mark Zuckerberg, in congressional testimony, explaining what the company actually does. The phrase quickly became a punchline at Facebook. April 10. Congressman, iPhone is made by a different company. Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google, explaining why he can't explain notifications on a device made by Apple. December 11. Number 6. Nothing is ever real until he sends the tweet. A member of the Trump administration, Natch, November 13. Number 5. I would rather spend time with the people that are 100% aligned with what I want to do, and the person that's most aligned with what I want to do is me. Chamath Palihapitiya, CEO of Social Capital, explaining the turmoil at his firm, September 20. Number 4. I live with a beginner's mind. I didn't realize 2 weeks ago I was going to buy time. Mark Benioff, CEO of Salesforce, and now the owner of Time, September 17. Number 3. Avoid at all costs any mention or implication of AI. Weaponized AI is probably one of the most sensitized topics of AI, if not the most. This is red meat to the media to find all ways to damage Google. Fei-Fei Li, an AI pioneer at Google, in an email to colleagues about the company's controversial work on a Defense Department initiative called Project Maven, published May 30. Number 2. Am considering taking Tesla private at $420. Funding secured. Elon Musk, tweeting while driving to the airport, August 7. Number 1. The red line is miles behind us now. It's no longer in sight. Helen O'Neill, CRISPR expert, after the first CRISPR babies were born, November 29.